Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Monday night. Yeah, on the West Coast, it's 9:22 p.m., and I'm watching Monday Night Raw. You know, I guess, of course, that it's a tape to let you know it came on earlier, and I'm on the West Coast, and it's on right now, but I've seen already what happened backstage, what happened to Cody Rhodes. You know, The Rock beat him into a bloody pulp. You know, I'm getting so tired of all these WWE's rules and policies, and Cody Rhodes was about to break one, but The Rock interrupted him backstage and beat him to a bloody pulp. I am so sick and tired, ladies and gentlemen, of all these WWE rules, policy. You're breaking rules. You're violating rules. Man, I'm really starting. Now, I like AEW a lot better. It ain't got all these motherfucking rules and bleeps. You can say shit, bullshit, all that shit. They be bleeping shit out, you know, on WWE. Shit is crazy, man. But, you know, The Rock, of course he's a final boss. Now, what good is it to disrespect somebody else's mother? He wouldn't like it if somebody was disrespecting his mother. You know, and he talking about Cody Rhodes stuck his nose in his business and he the final boss. Now, you know, The Rock used to beat the hell out of Vince McMahon. I hope that Cody Rhodes get his brother Goldust back with him and have some damn revenge and do not hold back. For real, The Rock needs a taste of his own fucking medicine. And that's real. I don't know whether or not it's this some damn storyline segment. What's going on, or is it not, and it's off the script? But I do not like how The Rock is acting right now. He's the final boss. He's pushing his weight around. You know, just like how everybody kicked Vince McMahon ass, they ought to kick his ass too. And that's some real shit, ladies and gentlemen, because it's ridiculous. Man, I hate when my music stopped. You know, you got, ladies and gentlemen, you have Wi-Fi and shit start fucking up. You know, I got my own Wi-Fi. But the one thing I hate is when the shit cut in and it cuts out. Now, I got a laptop, y'all. I got my own Wi-Fi. But it's some crazy shit, ladies and gentlemen. And when your shit keep going in and going out, you know, I'm like, damn, I spent too much money on this shit. I shouldn't be having no fucking problems with my damn Wi-Fi. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I guess it might be a storyline. I don't know whether this is a storyline, off script or not, between The Rock and Cody Rhodes. Whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like it. I guess they went back to the Attitude Era, where you can beat motherfuckers into a bloody pulp. That's what it looked like, y'all. Because The Rock beat it, Cody Rhodes into a bloody pulp. I just hope that Cody Rhodes will get his revenge and beat his ass back into a bloody pulp. You know, The Rock got too much power being a final boss. And I have a feeling, come time WrestleMania, he's going to make Cody Rhodes' life a living hell. I just hope that Seth Rollins doesn't turn on Cody Rhodes, you know, and align himself with the bloodline and becoming like some old damn new team like The Shield. Didn't be just Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and The Rock just ruling over WWE, you know. We don't need to see nobody abusing their power, asserting their authority. I mean, that's garbage. That is trash. You know, shit is crazy to the motherfucker, you know. I guess it's going to be like this. Nobody will never, ever, ever will be able to be WWE champion in the history of WWE again, ever. Long as Roman Reigns is champion. He hogging that motherfucker title. He, you know, I'm the only reason that Roman Reigns is still champion is because all his family members, all his cousins, they all interfere in every one of his motherfucking matches to save his ass. You know, he's not a real man. He got the nerve to take shots at people and call them dick riders like Michael Cole, politicians. I'ma say it right now. Roman Reigns ain't even a real man. He's not a real man. He's not a real fighting champion. He's a bitch. This motherfucker depends on his family members. Now he got The Rock. He's a bitch. Yes, Roman Reigns is a fucking bitch. He can call people names all he wants. Dick riders, politician. He's a motherfucking bitch. Yes, I said it. Roman Reigns is a fucking pussy ass bitch. He is not a real man. I bet the motherfucker is wearing panties and G-strings. Because if he was a real man, he would fight on his fucking own and defend the fucking title without no fucking help. He's always got somebody in his fucking corner to save his funky ass. That's some real fucking shit. And if it's a screenwriting, this is the most terrible ever screenwriting ever. This is the most worst storyline ever in WWE. I don't give a fuck about their motherfucking ratings and all the fans they got. You know what? They is overrated and boring. Fuck the Attitude Era. The Attitude Era was way better, but The Rock tried to come out here and beat. He came out and beat Cody Rhodes to the Bloody Pulp backstage. That's no good. Okay, what the fuck ever. You just trying to keep some motherfucking viewers and shit. Oh, they're going back to the Attitude Era. Then what's going to happen? They're going to screw Cody Rhodes again. Disrespect his mother. Ain't that about a bitch? That's some crazy shit. Roman's a bitch, you know. I like the Samoan, but I did like him at first when we became champion, but that motherfucker is overrated. He's a straight pussy ass bitch. He's not a real man. You know, the motherfucker's a bitch. What man depends on his relatives to save his ass before he leaves a fucking title? That's some real shit. Paul Heyman even saved his ass and interfered in a motherfucking match. Jay saved his ass, interfered in a match. Jimmy interfered in a motherfucking match to save his ass. Solo interfered in a match, save his motherfucking ass. Now you got The Rock. Oh, now he's the final boss. I'm going to make sure Cody Rhodes will never, ever, ever have a WWE Championship match ever again. Roman always got somebody saving his fucking ass. Man, this motherfucker is not no man. If this is a fucking storyline, it's the worst ever. Whoever heard of a motherfucking champion depending on his motherfucking family, blood relatives to save his fucking ass every time in a fucking match, every time he's about to lose that fucking title. That's why they made a whole another motherfucking title and Seth Rollins got that bitch right now. Because Roman is hogging a fucking title. This motherfucker always cheat to win, cheat to win, cheat to win, cheat to win, cheat to win. He's a fucking bitch. He can call motherfuckers dick riders, politicians. He can put down Cody Rhodes all he wants. But you know what? Let me tell you some real fucking shit. Cody Rhodes is a real fucking man. Because you know what? He went toe-to-toe with Brock Lesnar, one-on-one. And he beat Brock Lesnar's ass, ladies and gentlemen. Straight up, he whooped his ass in his last final match. And Brock Lesnar shook his hand as a show of respect. He didn't need no motherfucking relatives, his brother, to save his ass in a match. But Roman Reigns always needs his cousins, somebody to interfere. Cody Rhodes is more man than Roman Reigns will ever be. Because that motherfucker will fight on his own 2 feet. Face to face. Roman Reigns is a pussy. That motherfucker need all the interference he can get to save his ass from losing that fucking belt. But not Cody Rhodes. No. I want to see Roman Reigns one on one. Fight a motherfucker with no bloodline. No Rock, no Jimmy, no Jay, no Solo, toe to toe, fight a motherfucker one on one. Clean. I don't think he can do that shit. He done forgot how to survive like a real motherfucker man and whoop somebody's ass to keep a fucking championship. He can't do that shit. He relying too much on the bloodline to save his ass when he about to lose. See, that motherfucker cheat. He been cheating so fucking long. I don't think Roman Reigns can fucking wrestle by himself without somebody saving his ass. That's some real shit. You know what? He should be really thanking Jimmy and Jay and The Rock now. Because they all saving his ass from losing that fucking title. Roman is a straight up bitch. Yes, he's a fucking bitch. He a less man. Cody Rhodes will be more man than he ever is right now. Because that motherfucker cannot stand and face a man on his own 2 feet like a real man. That motherfucker, well, he can talk all the shit he want face to face, but he always got his bloodline. You ever heard that saying? Yeah, you a bad motherfucker with your boys, with your homies with you, you ain't shit. That's Roman Reigns. He's a bad motherfucker when he got his cousins with him in The Rock. Without them, he ain't shit. Catch that motherfucker along in a dark alley and beat the shit out of him. Let's see where your boy's at now, huh? Have him save your ass now. See, that's Roman. He's a bad motherfucker. He that nigga in the crowd to get loud and talk shit because he a scary motherfucker. He can't do shit on his own without his bloodline. Let me see that motherfucker face a man, Cody Rhodes, one-on-one. Face a motherfucker one-on-one with no interference. He can't do that shit. Roman Reigns is a pussy. He like one of the motherfuckers that's a scary motherfucker. He talk a lot of shit. He's a lot of bark. But he can't do it by himself. He always got somebody behind him. Somebody hiding. Somebody waiting. Watch. Save his ass. That's some real shit. Roman Reigns was good at first, but right now, he's overrated. He's a fucking bitch. He's overrated. He's a punk motherfucker. He ain't no man. He's a fucking loud ass bitch. All he does is talk a bunch of shit with his boys around. Without his boys, without his bloodline, he ain't shit. That motherfucker's a bitch. Now, if I was in WWE, I don't know if this is some motherfucking storyline or what, but I always say, I'm glad The Rock ain't my boss, because what I would have done to him would have been criminal, and I would have been fired and not give a fuck. And that's some real motherfucking shit, you know. Beat me to a bloody pulp, you best believe I'm coming back for your ass, just like you came on me. I'm gonna make sure ain't nobody to break shit up, or else they'll get fucked up. I will make sure I will trap you, and I'm breaking bones, motherfucker. You gonna beat me to a bloody pulp? I'ma fuck you up so fucking bad, your ass gonna be on the shelf. And I make damn sure of that shit. I'm breaking bones, motherfucker. I'm splitting caps. I'ma break your fucking nose. I'ma break your fucking face, nigga. I'ma injure you. Oh, you wanna beat me to a bloody pulp, motherfucker? You a boss? You know what? Fuck you. Okay, you a boss? All right. I'm gonna violate your ass in the worst motherfucking way. And I don't give a damn about being fined a fire. For real, that's some real shit. You know, Roman Reigns get on my nerve because that motherfucker's a pussy. He needs somebody to beat his ass and check him. But see, can't nobody beat his ass because the bloodline is always there to save his ass. Shit, what type of man is that who relies on his fucking family to save his ass, defend him? He can't even fight him. What he can't even, now Roman Reigns can't even stand on his 2 motherfucking feet like a grown man. He needs somebody to save his ass. Ladies and gentlemen, tell me, what type of man is that that always needs somebody to save his ass? That ain't no man. That's a fucking bitch. He ain't shit without his cousins in The Rock. And that's some real shit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show. Well, it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Man, and the truth is, I think they're about to screw Cody Rhodes this WrestleMania. I mean, what the hell can he do? Rock got all the power. Damn, I feel for Cody. I don't know what the hell he gonna do. Damn, I don't know, man. Get the title? Fuck that title. I don't think he gonna get that one. He should just go settle for, you know what, Set up for beating The Rock's ass, beating Roman Reigns' ass. Just get your revenge back, you know what, and say, fuck the title. Or you know what? The only person who can save Cody Rhodes is Triple H, because he's a CEO. Yeah, so The Rock is the final boss, but Triple H is the CEO. So he can pull some strings, you know, for real, and overrule The Rock. And that's some real shit. That's the only person. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. I'm out. Until next time, folks. Peace.